They are excited in Philadelphia because the Eagles are back in the Super Bowl. So we thought we should tune in the Touchdown Brothers. Tyler, if you want to bring them in, this is All Sports Radio in Philadelphia, their morning show, to see what they're talking about.
Guys, you know, thanks for having me on, and thanks for your support. I think if we all band together, we can stop this ongoing persecution of Eagles fans by this woke pack of mob.
All right. Okay. Hey, thank you. All appreciate it,
thanks,
Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
That's Ryan Caldwell. He's our new correspondent and the guy who was so wronged by the internet.
So wronged.
For giving that woman some tough but constructive criticism back at that Eagles game.
She's a Packers fan.
She's a Packers fan. What
are you
going to
do?
And the Eagles banned him from the link. This is sad. But anyway, we welcome Ryan to our team.
Yeah.
He's representing the way Eagles fans should be.
And I mean, if you don't believe in winning football on the field and then, you know, giving the visitors the business in the stands, what do you stand for? I mean, what
nothing.
Do you stand for?
No, so, never nothing.
And if you feel that way, I invite you never to call here or listen to this radio station again in our estimation.
Well, why'd you say in our estimation? That seems like why.
I talked myself into a verbal corner, I guess.
I don't know. Something about it just seemed really superfluous.
Superfluous?
Yeah.
There is no way that's a word.
Right, we're getting bogged down.
No,
let's not get bogged down in this, all right?
Bogged
I'm
down.
Tired of having this
Eagles
conversation.
Eagles are in the Super Bowl!
It's Eagles Monday here on the Touchdown Brothers. Yeah. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Radu. Special thanks to our guest last hour. We had on our new anti-Cowboys reporter, Veruca Davis-Jones. I don't know where she came from. She seems to have a lot of inside information.
Smart girl, yeah.
Although she kind of drives me nuts, I have to say.
Yeah.
Kind of drives me up with the uhs and the as and she has.
Such
and
as,
odd pronunciations, and you know, I mean, I just don't think that's the way you say video board, the way she says it.
But,
anyway, also thanks to Ron Jaworski's cousin for coming on here to give us our daily Randall Cunningham report.
The
always good to
Jaws.
Hear what's going on with old number 12. Also, big thanks to Dick Vermeil's landscaper sister. She had, he was updating us on Randall Cunningham.
Randall Cunningham
report.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, Dick Vermeil's landscaper sister. Great insight on some Eagles-themed hydrangeas for Valentine's Day. That was good.
And when you want to plant them.
Yeah, or that. Now, Tony, we got to talk about the game. That game was unbelievable. What did you see in that game? What are your observations?
What I thought I'd see in that game. Total annihilation of an inferior football team. Washington gives up 55 points. That's what you get for hiring a defensive coach. From Dallas,
of all places.
Dan Quinn's medicine man.
Dan Quinn's crying today.
Oh, my God.
He's crying today.
What a great hire that was, Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of great hires, who'd the Cowgirls hire? Brian Schottenheimer?
He's the worst. What a joke of a hire. Brian shot themselves in the foot.
Brian shot in the dark.
Brian... The Cowboys.
Give me another shot. I think the Cowboys are going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah. You nailed it. You're so quick. I love it. I tell you what.
That was a beatdown yesterday. That was a boat racing. That was a waffle stomp.
What is a waffle storm, by the way?
You know, it's just when you dump the stuff down the drain in the shower.
What stuff?
Like, you don't do that. Like every morning, you waffle stomp it.
Dude, stuff what down the drain?
Anyway, the Eagles took it to them. They're going to take it to the Chiefs the same way.
Oh, this is going to be the biggest blowout in Super Bowl history.
The Chiefs have no idea how to play in a blowout
game.
They
don't.
They play in close games.
They have no experience in blowout games.
We'll just blow them out.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's done. You know, the Eagles have their KC's number, obviously.
And we'll be there. Radio Row starting next Monday.
The only radio show that will be down there that has the courage to cover this thing all week leading up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is where you get your Super Bowl
It's
hype.
Unbelievable. I almost feel sorry for the Chiefs.
I do too.
I mean, this is going to be, they have too many problems.
They
can't overcome
so
their own problems.
They got Kelsey.
I mean, they need to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years.
Yeah.
They got to address the quarterback position.
I mean, he's average.
He's average, you know, but, they like him because he's kind of famous.
They seem more concerned about what's the next song from Taylor Swift than they do winning a football football game. You know what I'm saying?
Nailed it. Nailed it. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to, let's see. You want to take, we could take Nick from New Orleans, or we could take, how about instead we go to Sal in South Philly? Sal, you're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
I'm not bad, Sal. Pretty good in Super Bowl 59 there, Sal.
We're going back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I love this one. I love this one.
It's like our second homes. We're always there.
I know it. It's unbelievable.
Just setting up shop there at the Super Bowl.
Oh, Hayes, Commanders. Guess what? We just scored on you guys again on your crappy defenses.
Zee! Take that, Dan Quinn! Take that!
Hey, you two guys, I've never been to a Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Is there any ways you two guys could get me into the games next week in the New Orleans?
It's a tough thing. The NFL is hard to work with. And
kind of a deal with the credentials.
Yeah, it's hard to get,
and,
you know, tickets.
Well, maybe you'll have a contest with tickets that I could win.
Not a bad idea, we could have a contest.
Maybe I find the hookers in a dumpsters or something like that and wins tickets.
That's a pretty
really good idea.
Promotion. Write that down.
Yeah. Or maybe I could get some press passes from you guys. I could be used to as interns, and you could treat me like Matt Lauer's treated his interns. You could lock the doors behind me.
I don't know about that.
That's probably not the thing we're going to do.
It's not really a thing.
Sal, don't cry.
He goes to the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, everybody does.
Sal, come on,
you sound like a Cowboy fan or something.
Yeah, come on, don't cry, Sal. That makes me sad. Hey, why don't you hit us with one of your famous zingers?
Oh, okay, well, I'll do that for you two guys. Sure.
All right.
Let me think of ones. I got ones. Hayes, do the cowgirls suck or what?
Whoa! I love it! Ba-boom! Coming up next, noted billion player Justin Montemayor will join us to share a heartwarming story about how he tricked Paul Blart, the mall cop, into buying him a home and attending every one of his birthday parties. I'm very curious
about this. I'm sure this won't be any sort of bad trap here.
That's next on the Touchdown Brothers.
Oh, there they are.
That's
WIP.
Exhausted
or
listening
W-spare,
to them.
W-spare. W-spare.
Yes.
All right.